Welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm Amy Lee Mercury, and I'm a medical intuitive with 20 years of experience. I've written 15 books on health and wellness. If you've had a medical intuitive session with me, you know that the thoughts and emotions within you, what has been passed down from your ancestors, and everything that surrounds you can impact your well-being. In this podcast, we touch on my favorite ways for you to improve your health and feel more joy. We dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm so excited to come on here today and have a chat with you about the divine feminine and the energy of the goddess, because I feel like this is a really important topic for us right now. The world has been in turmoil, maybe in all of the history of humanity. We don't really know. But what we do know is right now we have a lot of unrest and we have a lot happening. And one of the things that I think can help ease the experience and help us find the meaning and the path through and the way to really live a joyful life is to connect with our divine feminine. And we live in a society that is a little bit more focused on what we would call the yang as opposed to the yin. So the yang would be the acting and the doing, and the yin would be the feeling and the being. And this isn't really meant to be gender normative. It's not exclusive to each gender who feels what and anything like that. It doesn't even have to be gender identified. But this idea of a divine feminine essence flowing through us is really important. And it is the part of us that can rest, be receptive, and also from this standpoint of being in the feminine, be a total badass and, you know, achieve our goals, desires, and do whatever we feel is A, in service, B, for our highest and best, and C, in our joy, as well as living a totally abundant life. So all of these things that a lot of us desire, I think, need equal or equally as important elements of this yin and this yang. And I've been working with this energy and working as a medical intuitive for 25 years, between 20 and 25 years working with clients, but in my own life, really for my whole life, I have been talking to spirit guides. And so one of the ways that I've gotten to learn about the divine feminine is through actually working with these guides who embody this essence. And they embody this essence to bring it to us so we can feel it. And to one of the things being to bring us back to that in our innate being, there was a time where the connection to the spiritual was identified as more feminine. It was because women gestated life and gave birth. And so prior to, you know, relatively modern times, moving to a patriarchal structure and a patriarchal belief system and all of the ways that that kind of infiltrated spirituality, prior to that, God was female. The goddess was actually that which gave life and created the earth and the stars and the moon and the universe and everything. And so to bring ourselves back to that
isn't just great for our goals, our lives, our health, the way we feel. It's also really powerful because it is imprinted in our cellular structure. We all have ancestors who worshipped the goddess, ancestors who venerated Mother Nature, who felt that connection to the divine feminine. And so when we reconnect with that, we also open the doors, not only to connect with all of these goddess guides and these divine feminine guides, as well as guides who will help us with the masculine nature of things on earth, but eventually with our ancestral guides. So for 20 years, I have been teaching my Meet Your Guides method. And it's a method I have honed over this time. When I started teaching it, it was in person and I was a shaman up on the hill in my rural small town by choice, rural small town, because I like to be in nature. And people would come up to my office and take the classes. It's almost always been word of mouth. Nowadays it's a little bit different, but for many, many years it was all word of mouth, and I would teach the classes and we would journey to the beat of the drum for a lot of it. And so there's a major shamanic element to what I teach, but it is the Meet Your Guides method, because it is teaching you that you can talk to your spirit guides in a standardized, repeatable manner at will, and anybody can do it. And that's my job, is to bring that to you. I work as a medical intuitive. I've been doing that for 20 years. Every day with my clients, I talk to their spirit guides. That's what I do. And I've been talking to guides and connecting with spirits since I was a kid. And it's really my joy to share that with you, that you can do the same thing, and to teach you how to do it. And it's part of my life's mission to open that door for you. And part of why that is to point out to you that you are your own guru and you have access to unlimited high frequency, high vibrational, benevolent, universal love, guidance, life force, everything. You don't need a guru. You don't need a, you know, priest or whomever to be the intermediary between you and your guides. You can actually do it yourself. And when that door is opened, there's so much that comes through it. There's guidance, absolutely, to create the life you desire. You still have to have the courage and the wherewithal to follow it. You have to make the choices and you're responsible for yourself. But there's also comfort, there's joy, there's healing, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, etheric, ancestral, karmic, all level healing available from guides, and so much more. And I want you to have that. And as I said, it really is my joy to teach that. So I have some fun ways that we can do it. Actually, one of my really fun new things this staff and I created, and it's really I like quizzes, you know, they're fun. It's Discover Your Goddess Guide. And so it helps you find the guide with whom you can connect right away based on where you are in your life. And it's a goddess. And I take you through some invocations, things you can do to work with that guide. And I also made you a playlist on Spotify to embody that guide's energy, which was really fun. So check that out. You can find that on the website. You can take that quiz, and we'll link it in the show notes too. But what that quiz can lead you to think about is, would I like to talk to any and many goddess guides and regular guides myself? Would I like to be able to do that? And if that answer is yes, you can, in my Meet Your Guides method. And so that initial Meet Your Goddess Guides class is a 4-week class. It's capped at 8 people. It's a small, intimate experience. It's a live class. It's on the phone. We use Uber conference. So you call in, it doesn't matter if you're in your PJs, whatever, you're going to be laying down for most of it anyways. You need a journal. You need some water. You need an eye covering to block the light out, and a willingness to go on an adventure, basically. And I'm with you live on that call for first class is usually 2.5 hours, but generally 2 hours for 4 weeks in a row. The first class requires live attendance. It's mandatory. And you cannot just use the replay for the first class.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey there, it's Amy Lee Mercree. People have been asking what to expect when you book a medical intuitive session with me. Whether you have had a medical intuitive session before or are completely new to the idea, working with a medical intuitive may be right for you if you are looking to uncover the root cause of one or more mild to moderate health concerns. Working with me is not designed to take the place of seeing an integrative doctor or your chosen health practitioner. The way a session begins is you get to share your questions and concerns. After that, I say an opening invocation, which is adapted from something shared with me by my late medicine teacher about 25 years ago. It invites your highest vibrational spirit guides to participate in the session. These may be ancestors, angelic guides, or other benevolent non-physical beings. After the invocation, I let you know which guides want to talk with you and what they have to say. We address your questions and concerns and find resolutions and answers. If there are health issues, we find the root causes of the issues. To learn more about my medical intuitive work, check out the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com.
After that, you could use the replay, but I recommend you try to take the time to take the class live because there's a lot of interaction. There's 8 of you guys on there and we create a community. It's a small intimate group. A lot of times people end up making good friends. And when you take the beginner meet your guides class, you get a great foundation. You're talking to your spirit guides at will. You've learned how to go visit them in alternate reality to bring back healing information. And you've learned how to automatic write their messages, channel them straight into your own notebook. So you already have those skills. Meet your goddess guides. The beginner class is a prerequisite for the intermediate and advanced classes that follow. Each class is sequential. So to take the beginner class, anybody can take it. You must take that beginner class to take the intermediate class where we connect with your star guides. We connect with archangelic guides. We connect with your dharma. We journey to the moon and we learn to manifest from the void. So that's your intermediate class. You must take the intermediate class to take the first advanced class, which is ancestral and karmic healing. So we talk to ancestors, we learn about your past lives, and we do a whole lot of healing. You must take beginner and intermediate to take that first advanced class. Every one of these classes is a 4-week class, 2 hours a week. You get a replay of every class. As I said, the first class is live attendance is mandatory. After that, I recommend you try to come live, but if you aren't able to every single week, it is okay. After you've done the ancestral and karmic class, then you are eligible to take soul retrieval and soul balancing, another 4-week class, massive healing. You may have heard of soul retrieval. It's one of many cross-cultural shamanic traditions that I teach, but I also have a lot of things that I've added in. So it's, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things. And perhaps the way I teach will resonate with you. After that 4-week soul retrieval and soul balancing class, then you have taken one beginner, one intermediate, and 2 advanced classes, and you are eligible to take my expert advanced classes, which change all the time. They are everything from shamanic journeying with the Taoist elements of traditional Chinese medicine, to journeying with elementals and fairy folk, to journeying with creatures of the sea and spirits of the ocean, to journeying with different indigenous traditions, from around the world, you know, by geographical area, connecting with some of those deities yourself. And I also teach some expert advanced level courses based upon the unique oral tradition that my medicine teacher shared with me, her medicine teacher shared with her, so on and so forth. And that is a group of 7 benevolent grandmothers who work with us. And that is part of my dharma, is the people who land in that class is to initiate them into that tradition. And how exciting, you know, I know my medicine teacher's on the other side now, and I was really privileged to have her in my life for, I guess like almost 20 years, I think. And she trained lots of people in that tradition, and it's our job to keep passing it on. And so we do. But to round us all the way back to the fact that when you have this option of talking to your own spirit guides, it is, well, it's pretty life-changing, because you no longer have to go outside of yourself to find answers, healing, and guidance. Doesn't mean you won't. You might be guided, you know, to use certain resources or things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have comfort, you have guidance, you have healing available to you at any time. Even in those moments that we all have in the middle of the night where you're sad, upset, worried about something, you will have built a relationship with your power animal, with your specific spirit guides, with the goddesses. So you can go to them, invite them to come to you, ask them to be with you, and receive that help, which is pretty amazing. And in the intermediate class, we really emphasize that with the archangels too, which is another group I feel really privileged to get to help connect with more people. And really just to show you guys that all of this is there and always available to you. And I'm just giving you the, I don't know, toolkit or the map to see what to do. And then it's really experiential, and it's a skill set that changes your life, which I can attest to. I've been talking to my spirit guides somewhat off and on since I was a kid, and, you know, had some interesting encounters, but to really learn a concrete method to do that and to have that in your life is everything you could imagine and more. I know for me, it's helped me build my business. It's helped me make life choices. It's helped me heal my body and optimize my life. It's helped me attain my heart's desires. My guides have helped me think bigger than I ever could have, and to really push me to find and be in my zone of genius, which is what makes me happy. And part of that is sharing all this with you guys. So I hope that this has at least kind of pulled the curtain back a little bit on what's possible. And, you know, you can extrapolate from this information how and why I'm able to talk to your spirit guides for you as a medical intuitive, and to go really deep into the body and find the root cause of your ailments and help you find the solutions and reverse engineer from where you are to where you want to be. So everybody, I wish you a beautiful day, and the experience of connecting with the divine feminine, even, you know, right now or in the next few minutes, either walking outside, feeling, you know, the essence of the being who is the earth and letting that flow up into your feet, or right now just sitting and being with the great goddess, the she who changes everything she touches, she of clay and stars, she who infuses us with light, with life, and with matter, and with emotion and with thought and with all things. She who is the universe, the great mystery. Feel her within you at this time and allow yourself to align with her energy. Feel it come down through you, through the top of your head, straight down your spine and out your tailbone. Feel the spirit of the being who is the earth beneath you and feel that energy flow up through your tailbone and out the top of your head. Feel those two energies encompass your whole body. Feel them flowing through you, these different flavors of the divine feminine. Feel all of the goddesses and allow the energy of one particular goddess to come before you at this time. Put your hands out in front of you, palms up, and allow that goddess to hover her hands over yours. Feel the heat of that goddess's hands. Notice if your hands are pulsing or tingling. The goddess I feel as I talk about this is the goddess Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of lava and land creation and much more. And maybe you feel her too. Feel whoever that goddess is exchange energy with you. High frequency energy for your highest good that will bring healing, illumination, evolution, light, and life to your being. Joy shall infuse you from this goddess. Allow yourself to accept this at this time. Say thank you to that goddess. And if you feel you know her, if it's Pele or another goddess that you feel connected with, you can give her permission to lean her forehead forward against yours and connect with you there. And activate your brow center in a way that is gentle and for your highest good. And allow that to happen gently, easily, and fully. Feel the earth beneath you. Feel the being who is the earth beating the drum and sending her heartbeat and drum beat from the center of her body, the earth, up through the bottom of your feet and through your body. Feel the energy in your hands from the other goddess guide intensifying. Repeat the word yes within your being or aloud to say yes to more of this energy. Allow these high vibrational energies to infuse you, power you up, transform your cells to their highest, most healthy manifestations to bring evolution to your being at this time. Allow this to flow through you for as long as you like. When it feels complete, your hands will drop. The goddess being will back away. You may say thank you to her and invite her to visit you in your dream time tonight. When that energy has also stopped, that transmission basically has also stopped, you'll feel the energy of the earth beneath you still there, but it will feel calmer and you'll be able to feel your awareness back in the room, focusing on your five senses, your hands, your arms, your feet, rubbing your arms and legs. You can tell yourself, I'm here now, and just feel yourself present. If you choose and you would like to write a letter to your goddess guide, you can do that and invite her to visit you in your dream time. You can ask her specific questions and place the letter under your pillow or on the nightstand next to you and allow that to happen in your sleep. If you'd like a little dip into goddesses, who they are and what they teach us, you can find that in my book, A Little Bit of Goddess, which is also translated into French, called Feminine Sacra, Les Petites Livres d'Esotérisme. Sacred Feminism, Sacred Feminine, the little book of esoteric, I guess. I don't know. French speaking people, comment and let me know. I wish you all a totally joyful, goddess filled day. And thank you for listening to Happily Holistic. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at amyleemercree.com. If you would like to see what a medical intuitive session with me is all about, hop on over to the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. Until next time, stay happily holistic.